This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. CBS, where until yesterday Les Moonves was the chairman and CEO, says it's taking $20 million from Moonves' severance package and donating it to one or more organizations that support the Me Too movement and equality for women in the workplace. And while there is no word on which organizations might get that money, Marketplace's Mariel Segarra does have this look at what might be in store for those that do.
Let's go back 4 years ago, summer 2014. A challenge was making its way around the internet. You may remember, people were dumping buckets of ice water on their heads to raise money for the ALS Association. Bill Gates did it, Mark Zuckerberg, and millions of other people. The money rolled in, $1 million, then two, then five.
And then it was $10 million a day for several days, and eventually it ended up being $115 million.
Brian Frederick at the ALS Association.
It certainly was a unique situation and, a blessing, but a challenge.
The organization was operating on a $20 million budget and didn't have the staff or the structure to immediately deal with that kind of money. A huge donation like the one CBS is doling out can be a game changer for a nonprofit. It's also a big responsibility. Amir Pasek, who teaches philanthropy at Indiana University, says most nonprofits have tiny budgets and staffs of fewer than five people.
It would be very difficult for an organization like that to figure out how to absorb $20 million if it was plopped right down in front of them.
You sort of need to have the infrastructure in place before you can receive major gifts.
Melanie Yuli at the consulting firm Philanthropy Expert says nonprofits need finance and compliance committees to monitor the spending of that kind of money. The ALS Association worked with charity watchdogs to get advice on how to spend its Ice Bucket Challenge money. CBS hasn't said where the $20 million is going, but it could be spread among several groups that advocate for women. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.